Welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of the Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And we go through the front end of the mortgage business and the sales end. And today we're going to be talking about how to be a confident salesperson or a confident loan officer in our case. And so we will get into it again. I'm trying to keep these real quick here, since we do them daily. So I won't take up too much of your time here. Let me go ahead and, sorry about that. There we go. Okay. All right. So let's get into it. There we go. All right. So first slide here. Confidence is often linked to sales success, right? We all know that. That's definitely in any business, right? Got to be confident. But loan officers who believe in themselves and their ability to help clients are more likely to close deals, right? And that's just how it is. And this is a very complicated business industry, a lot of ins and outs, a lot of things that go wrong. And so, you know, the more confident you are, obviously, the more deals you're going to get done, you're going to meet your targets and achieve overall success, right? So confidence is very important. Now, when you first start out, you are not going to be as confident, but like one of my favorite motivational speakers, Jim Rohn, says, what you lack in, you know, confidence or ability, you can make up in numbers, right? And that's how you're going to get confident, is by making all the calls and talking to more people, right? And so you can make up, you know, what you lack and make it up in numbers, but eventually you want that to lead to obviously being a competent and confident loan officer. And a confident loan officer can help alleviate clients' stress by providing a sense of assurance and demonstrating command of the process. That's a big one. So not only commanding the process in reality, but giving the, you know, doing it confidently and making everyone confident in you. So when you're confident in yourself and what you're doing, your client's going to be confident in you that you're doing the right thing, right? So it's not just about handling everything. It's about confidently demonstrating that you're in command of the process. You want your clients to know that you are in charge, right? You are driving the car there and you're going to take them to the finish line, right? And remember that confidence is contagious. A confident loan officer can inspire and motivate clients to take decisive actions, which in this business, you know, can be very important, especially the way rates are going up and down nowadays and guidelines are changing and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's important when there is a decision that needs to be made, if they feel confident in your abilities and you're confident, then again, you can get them to make more confident decisions, right? And it is true. It's contagious. People can, they can tell, right? If you're not confident, if you're feeble and stuff, you know, people can tell that even through the phone, right? Through the phone. It's very easy to tell. And even if they're not, you know, consciously thinking about it, it's definitely a human subconscious nature to, you know, not listen as much, not trust as much when somebody is not confident, right? And where does the confidence usually come from? Well, confidence comes from competence, especially in this business. You could be the most confident person ever, most confident salesperson ever, but if you don't know your products, if you don't know your guidelines, then you're just talking, just hot air, right? It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. So it's not confidence as in like personal confidence, like you think you're just awesome and, you know, you'll just talk to anybody about anything. That's great. That's sales, right? Somebody who can just talk to anybody about anything and is confident in talking to people and stuff. But you got to know what you're talking about in this business. You can't just start talking to people, right? You need to know the products that we offer, know the guidelines, and really important, know your resources, because remember, the guidelines change on a daily basis, right? So it's more about knowing the resources on where to find the guidelines, because you're not just going to be able to memorize guidelines and have it be the same. They literally change on a daily basis in non-QM loans, right? So obviously not talking about conventional right now. That's rather easy and it doesn't change very often, but non-QM guidelines change constantly. When there's a change in conventional guidelines, the entire industry freaks out and everybody knows, right? But every single loan on the in the non-QM market is changing on a daily basis, right? And knowing your process, right? And this is right now, I'm really talking about more internally here at the Mortgage Calculator, knowing the process. If you don't have the process down of actually using the system, putting a loan from start to finish, you know, compliantly through the process, you're going to get hung up every step of the way and you're not going to be as confident, right? Like the confidence comes from knowing everything, the products, the guidelines, knowing the resources in case you don't know, right? That's a huge thing, knowing your resources, because when you know where your resources are, you're using your resources. We're talking the knowledge center, the training center, the selling guides tab, right? The selling guides when you're in Optimal Blue, the matrices or matrices, I guess you would say, that are in there, right? That is all going to make you more confident because you know, even if you don't know the answer, you know exactly where to go and get it. You've done it a million times. It's right there for you. So you don't need to worry. Yeah, sure, I don't have the exact answer right now because the guidelines change every day, but I'll get right back to you with that information because you know that you know exactly where to go to get that information. You're not going, oh, well, maybe I'll have to email like my team leader now and wait for an answer back or, you know, something like that. Cause no, just go find it yourself. You have every single thing that your team leader, the sales manager, everybody here has, you have. Everyone has the same exact resources, right? It's just about pulling it up and reading it. Remember in non-QM, you know, our sales manager here, Jose, 28 years of experience, he knows absolutely nothing about non-QM loans right now that you don't. He has zero special access to anything. He has zero insider knowledge to anything that you don't know. He just reads the exact guidelines that you have access to. So, for example, if you asked him a question about a loan, he would just go pull up the guidelines and look at it. Right. And so it's the exact same thing that you can do. So you don't need to wait for a team leader. That should make you feel confident. Don't worry about waiting on anyone else. People don't feel as confident when they're thinking, oh, I'm not going to know the answer to this. I have to wait for an answer from somebody else. I hope somebody else knows the answer. No, no. Jose doesn't know anything that you don't know. As experienced as Jose is and stuff, that really only comes into play when we're talking about conventional loans, because you can know the guidelines on conventional loans until it changes every 5 years or whatever, right? So like, yes, conventional loans, Jose off the top of his head can tell you exactly what can and can't happen and stuff, but he has no idea what can and can't happen in non-QM because it changed yesterday, right? Because this program's different than that program. So I really want to empower everyone here to know that you have the exact same knowledge as Jose, and he has nothing special when it comes to non-QM loans besides just reading the guideline. He doesn't have some kind of decoder to the guidelines. He doesn't memorize the guidelines. There's absolutely no question that that you can't answer yourself that you would ask Jose or your team leader or the AE at the investor or lender, right? You have the exact same. Now, I will say, getting a little sidetracked here, but I will say that when it comes to the account executives, of course, if you have a question about the guidelines, that's when you reach out to the account executive, but you copy and paste the exact guideline you're talking about, and you say, here, I'm looking at this guideline. This is what's the deal with my borrower? Does this apply to that, or will this be okay or whatever, right? You don't just start emailing account executives random questions about guidelines. You have the guidelines. It's your job to read the guidelines. So all of that aside, I went down this path here to talk about the fact that you should feel confident because you have everything you ever need to know at your fingertips, not only on the non-QM side, but of course on the conventional side, everyone reads the same exact selling guide. You know, and so the conventional side, you really don't need any help with anything. You just type it into the you know, Fannie or Freddie selling guides, right? Super easy. And then last thing here, be confident in the results. For me personally, this is what helped me be more confident when making calls and stuff. I mean, keep in mind when I got into this business, this was all new for us. I went from, you know, obviously I owned multiple companies, multiple investment properties, doing that type of thing, to getting into this business and becoming a loan officer assistant is what I came into this business as, right? So I went from, you know, doing all this other stuff and owning these companies my whole life to now all of a sudden, you know, doing a position that's, you know, something that is way different and something that wouldn't really, you know, pay a lot, but I wasn't doing it for the pay. Obviously, I was doing it to get into this business and to make this model work when we were trying to get it up and running. But my point here is that what made me more confident, my biggest thing was the law of averages. That's what allowed me to let go and not worry so much and be confident, because I didn't care if they said yes or no. I just knew that as long as I was calling enough people, some were going to say yes. That's exactly what happened. And then you get that ratio of the ones that say yes. And I'm telling you, it just, as soon as you get that ratio going and you embrace that, this, I mean, the confidence will just pour out of you, because it's just this huge weight off your back in a way, right? Or at least it was for me. And I definitely know it applies to other people as well. It's this huge thing of like, oh, well, this isn't really a big deal. I'm totally fine. I can talk to anyone about anything. And if they don't end up doing it, that's fine. They're one of the ones that ended up not doing it. If they do it, that's fine. I don't really care. I just got to call these 100 leads every day, right? And for me, when we got into the business, we obviously had a lot of leads. That's why I started calling myself in the first place, not exactly what I wanted to do every day, right? But was cold call hundreds of people. I was cold calling some I was calling other, you know, opted in leads, obviously. So it's definitely not what you want to do with your day, but it, you know, that's what I had to do. Just like all of you, that's what we have to do as salespeople. Nobody wants to call hundreds of people in a day, but it gets a lot less daunting and you're a lot more confident when you really embrace the law of averages, because I just said, oh, you know, it's not a big deal. I got to call these 200 people every day. It doesn't make a difference to me, right? Like, I had to call the 200 people anyways. There was no way around that. It just had to be done. Just like with loan officers, it has to be done, right? There's no way around you calling hundreds of people in a day if you're going to try to drum up a ton of business. And so, but if you're doing it every single day, what does it really matter each individual person you talk to? Now, I don't say that to say to like waste leads, or, you know, we follow our exact procedures at all times to try to make sure we take advantage of them. But what I'm talking about is the people, you know, hanging up on you and yelling at you, or all this stuff that you're afraid of, like we talk about on the fear of calls. I'm telling you, it kind of washes away when you get into that law of averages. It makes you much more confident because you don't care. And the lack of, you know, caring about negative results comes across as confidence, because you really don't care, right? It's when you care too much that you get so concerned and caught up in every little thing. And then each person, you know, that hangs up, it just affects you so much more and stuff. You just got to keep going. I just got to the point where I was happy. I was fine. It was fine to make the calls, right? It didn't matter at that point. Going into it, oh, who wants to sit here and make hundreds of calls a day? But once you get going and you embrace that law of averages, it allows you to be a lot more confident of, well, I don't care. I'm going to call all these people. I know what I'm doing. I know if I call enough people, it's going to happen. So I'm confident in the results. And that's what this bullet point is here. Be confident in the results, and it will create confidence in yourself, right? When you're confident in those results of knowing, I just know I have to do this. It doesn't matter that this one person said no, or this person hung up on me. I know for a fact, if I call 200, I get two. So I know I'm confident in the results. So I don't have to worry on every single call. I don't have to fret every single call. I don't have to be shaking in my boots, hoping that this is the one person that does it. And if they don't, then I'm not going to make a sale. It doesn't matter. We're going to make it up in numbers, right? And we're going to know the law of averages is on our side. And we know that it's just, it is a law for a reason, because it actually happens. Once you get the ratio, it pretty much stays the same. This is every business, every single business there is in the world. There is a ratio that appears. And as soon as that ratio starts to appear, it tends to stay the same. So you can be 100% confident that your ratio is going to pretty much stay the same. It might improve a little bit because you're improving over time, but the ratio pretty much stays the same. It's not going to go from 1 out of 10 to 1 out of 100 all of a sudden, right? It just tends to continue. So be confident in that. It's a law of nature, if that's what you want to call it, right? So, you know, you can 100% count on it being correct. So be confident in the results that you're going to get. That will allow you to be confident in yourself, confident in what you're doing, and don't let people, you know, it'll allow you to not let people discourage you, which is what kills your confidence, right? We can't let them kill our confidence. So not only do I got to come in it with confidence and be confident and all the stuff we talked about here, but we need to remain confident. And that's not easy when people are putting you down or hanging up or talking crap in whatever way. But if we're confident in the results, knowing that as long as we do what we're supposed to do, the sales are going to come. Doesn't matter that this person said this or did this, that will allow us to remain confident because we're confident in the results that we're going to get. That one person doesn't matter to us. It's all about finding the ones who are going to do it. It's going to be 99 that don't, one that does. That's fine. I'm confident that if I call 100, I'm going to find the one that does. And so that's going to make me more confident in the process. All right. Well, I don't see any questions. Like I said, I'm going to try to keep these short here. So remember, we do this at 12 p.m. Eastern time every weekday where we go through the front end of the business here. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. I appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage.